Right. That's all coming up on Travel Writers Radio. But first, here is news editor Kirsty Bedford with all the travel news that you can use.
In travel news this week, the Australian Transport Safety Bureau is expected to discuss its preliminary findings today following the light plane crash at Melbourne's Essendon Airport, which killed 5 people. The pilot and 4 American tourists were killed when the aircraft crashed into a shopping centre in what is Victoria's worst aviation accident in 30 years. The plane was heading to King Island, where the group was going to play golf when it appeared to suffer engine failure moments after takeoff. Safety investigations reviewed the crash site immediately and have since examined the plane's maintenance records, as well as pilot training, weather conditions, and recorded radio and radar data. The crash reignited speculation over whether the airport, surrounded by homes, a retail outlet and freeway, should remain open. However, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews told ABC News people should not lose perspective, but changes will be made if they're needed. He says it's perfectly natural for people to have concerns in the wake of the crash, but rational and logical decisions needed to be made once investigations have been carried out. Forbes Travel Guide has unveiled its 2017 Star Award winners, a global group of the world's finest hotels, restaurants and spas, with 2 Australian hotels being the first to make the 5-star rating list. Forbes Travel says its rigorous standards focus on graciousness, thoughtfulness and a sense of personalised service. Expert inspectors anonymously evaluate properties against up to 800 objective standards in 162 destinations across 42 countries. The winners included 22 new 5-star hotels, 76 new 4-star hotels and 83 new hotels in the recommended category. In Australia, 2 hotels made the 5-star rating, Crown Towers Melbourne and the Darling at the Star in Sydney, both the first in their respective cities to make the list. Crown Spa Melbourne and the Sydney's The Darling Spa also gained a 4-star spa award. Also in Melbourne, Park Hyatt achieved a 4-star, while Grand Hyatt and the Langham were recommended. Sydney racked up 2 4-stars with the Langham and Park Hyatt, while Intercontinental Sydney Double Bay and Shangri-La Hotel Sydney were recommended winners. Meanwhile, TripAdvisor has revealed its annual list of the world's best beaches, with just 1 Australia beach making the top 20. Brazil's Baía do Sancho took out the spot as the world's best beach in the 2017 Traveller's Choice Awards, with reviews saying as you walk through a small trail, you can't imagine what awaits you, a heavenly view which seems like a mirage. The beach is not easily reached, however, requiring a boat, a hardy trek or a swim. Falling from first to second place this year was Grace Bay off the coast of Providentials on the Turks and Caicos Islands, which has a 5-star rating, with the community praising its unbelievable colours. The Caribbean's Eagle Beach comes in third and Cuba's Paradise Beach ranks fourth. Fifth place went to Siesta Beach in Florida. While no Australian beaches made the top 10, Whitehaven Beach in the Whitsundays was the only beach in Australasia to make the top 20, coming in at 17th. To see the whole list, go to www.tripadvisor.com, Travellers Choice-Beaches. Qantas has revealed its next generation premium economy seat, which it says will offer a class-leading level of comfort. The seats will debut on the airline's fleet of Boeing 787-9 Dreamliners from October. It says the seats are wider and have more functional space overall, with a unique recline motion where when the rear of the seat reclines, several sections shift to support the body. Qantas says the seat is almost 10% wider than its existing premium economy, and there's an ergonomically designed headrest that can be fitted with a specially designed pillow and a re-engineered footrest that significantly increases comfort when reclining. There are 2 USB charging points per seat, as well as shared AC power and a personal LED light designed to minimise disturbance of other passengers. Qantas Group CEO Alan Joyce says the Qantas Dreamliner will be flying some of the longest routes in the world, including non-stop from Perth to London, so it's focused on making each cabin the most comfortable in its class. And finally, while Qantas claims to be leading the way with premium economy seats, Cathay Pacific is taking airline dining to a whole new level. The airline has joined hands with Tosca, the Michelin-starred fine dining Italian restaurant at the Ritz-Carlton Hong Kong, to launch a new in-flight menu. The menu will be served to first and business class passengers on board selected Cathay Pacific flights. Dishes include octopus terrine, lobster and beef short ribs. And the new special menu will be available from Hong Kong to Sydney, Cairns, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. That's Travel News this week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.
Thanks, Kirsty. That food sounded delicious. I wouldn't mind flying on that flight. And that was news editor Kirsty Bedford there with all this week's Travel News.